Okay. Yes, Tuva.
Yeah. If I may just add to this this issue of the EU and the influence on autonomous regions, I think that it's very important to think of this as a two-way exchange, like we just heard from Marco Succi that, and we heard earlier today that the parliament here has been very busy and they see themselves more like lawmakers than politicians because they're basically adopting new laws because of what is dictated by the EU. But there is clearly the possibility to go the other way also. And if you look again at another small autonomous region like South Tyrol, I mean, they have members of the European Parliament that are elected by South Tyrol. They have a mission in Brussels. They are clearly day in and day out active lobbying for their autonomous situation. And in that sense, they are an autonomy that are sharing everything they have with the rest of Europe. But they're also getting their voice heard, not just by implementing what is dictated from Brussels, but what is also possible is to influence Brussels in their own direction. Thank